You're listening to the Sketchy Negro Podcast with your host, Jay Jones. Tonight's guests include Nisha Jones from Single Simulcast, from Scarcasm Live, Scarfield, from Child Dog Productions, Dexter, and of course, from Twitter, Simon_Sticks. And now, here's Jay Jones. Welcome everybody. I guess everyone's expecting me to say, "What is up, internet?" this is new. This is different. Okay, so quick story. I used to actually have this other podcast. My other podcast was The Negro Majority. A lot of you are probably very familiar with it. A lot of you are actually fans of it, and hopefully a lot of you are kind of listening to this now and won't be disappointed in this. This is the Sketchy Negro podcast. And the reason it's a Sketchy Negro podcast is because it is me. I'm a Negro, and I am sketchy, apparently. No, it's me. And this is basically sketch comedy. So sit back, relax. Enjoy the sketch comedy. I actually do have like a couple of guests that came through and really helped out with the sketches. So I really appreciate all those people who came through. You can check those out. I actually will do credits for them at the end of the show. And I don't know what else to tell you. So without, you know, any more like talking, without any more of the nonsense, let's just jump right into the sketches.
Excuse me?
Yes, sir.
Are you a concierge on duty?
Why? Yes, sir, I am.
Oh, good. There's a problem with my room.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that, sir. I want to assure you that here at the King's Inn, we strive for excellence in everything that we... And anything I can do to help you fix this problem, I'll surely do.
There's a woman in my room.
Oh, like an intruder? Okay, well, I can notify the proper authorities.
No, she's not an intruder.
Then I'm afraid I don't understand.
There's a woman in my room. She's an escort.
Oh, you mean like...
Yeah, exactly.
But what does this have to do with your problem?
I'm getting to that. This escort, she's currently sleeping.
Sleeping?
Sleeping. And she probably will be asleep for a long time.
Oh, okay. I get it. I'm sure you were her best customer today, right?
Well, I'm definitely her last customer today.
But, sir?
Well, she's going to be sleeping for a really long time.
Sleeping?
You know, sleeping. Listen, what's your name?
Manfred.
Manfred?
Yes, sir. Manfred.
I'm going to call you Freddy. Look, Freddy, let me level with you.
Go right ahead, sir.
Ever seen The Godfather or one of those mafia flicks?
Oh, yes, sir. The Godfather was a little long and overly dramatic, but...
Overly dramatic? It was a drama. What else was it supposed to be?
Well, sir, it was just too drawn out for me.
Freddy, that's called pacing.
I'm not against pacing, but that wasn't pacing. Saying that's pacing is like calling a turtle slow.
What? You know what? It doesn't matter. Surely you've heard the term sleeping with the fishes?
Well, yes, sir.
Well, the woman in my
room... The escort?
Yes, the escort. Well, she's...
She's sleeping for... oh, my God! You mean she's...
Shh! Yes, she's...
But how? How?
What do you mean, how?
Well, sir, I don't feel comfortable with this at all. I have to call the police.
You can't. I swear I didn't kill her.
Okay, then what happened to her?
She was doing a striptease, climbed up onto the bed in stilettos, and fell off.
That sounds awful.
It was awful. She knocked over the TV.
Well, I'm really sorry, sir, but I have to tell the police. I'm sure if you tell them your story, they'll believe you. This is just one problem I can't help you with.
But I never actually told you my problem.
Wait, the dead escort in your room isn't your problem.
No.
Oh. Well, then, sir, what is your problem?
Well, when she fell, she knocked over the TV. I just ordered a couple films. I wanted to see if I get a refund or...
Oh, okay. No, I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, I can take care of that here, sir. Right away.
Stick around. The Sketchy Negro will be right back. Cooler than an ice cube, yeah, bro. About to get your head sliced, yeah, I'm nice. And you about to pay the price, like the price is right. But I'm not Bob Barker. Yes, I get down like I'm Charlie Parker. Meaning that I'm musically inclined. If you try to get with mine, I'm about to roll your head back. Get another bullet and I spray bullet. And I spray back. Pop, pop, click, click.
Chop, chop.
Down. Now they looking for your body like all over the town. Because my name can't beat it. I used to be clean. Now I'm Dirty Martini. Cause this boy I met world like Phoenix. These niggas make wishes like genie.
Nigga, you know how we do. Latinos, black people, and gringos. This money scrape my fingers like Cheetos. Blasting out your speakers like Keno. Cause I can barely hold it on with like Speedos. These niggas got a lot of work. These niggas got a lot of sneaks. And all these skinny bitches busy shopping anthropology. Won't you try to be off the take my girls that be. I have them treat them like a VIP. Because I am a G. Like chick mix, put it in your house like Netflix. Beat nigga, it's what's for breakfast. Y'all niggas got beef with this kid. Y'all niggas punks and stay punks like the Misfits. I'm way off in the distance. Y'all done lost the race like McKay, but like McKay, I used to be cool, but now I'm lame. It's hard to maintain, ain't it? Because I am so much better. My swag is so sick, you might catch it. I'm tired of fucking around with little kids like I'm Brad Pitt. These little kids beat the play in traffic. Cause all they words make a nigga giggle like Mad Libs. I'm hot like an addict in the summer. The girls freak sick, boy, like we know each other. But we don't know each other. You ain't my fucking brother. We need to separate like organic peanut butter. My lightsaber flashing, my kneecaps ashing. Girls are in the world. Drama, but I don't want the drama. I just want a quiet night down at Benihana. I rap cause I gotta, dudes got nana. I make them all brown like my middle name Obama.
Alright, welcome back, welcome back. Everybody, hopefully you're enjoying the show so far. And by the way, I just want to give a quick shout out once again to Dexter from Shadow Doll Productions. He actually was in that last sketch that you just heard. He did a great job, by the way, playing the man with the dead hooker in his hotel room. First of all, let me say this. If you really enjoy what we're doing here, like where we're kind of doing light sketches, it's kind of funny. And if you're kind of enjoying it so far, and there's more to come, by the way, but if you're kind of liking what we're doing here, I would encourage you to go check out Shadow Doll Productions. Actually, ShadowDollProductions.com has audio plays that are similar to this, probably just better quality, really well-written plays. And the best part about it is that there's not just like, you know, like 3 minutes of sketch and then music and then like a minute of sketch and music. It's actually like 60 minutes of actual in-depth, full-on storytelling. And it's pretty amazing. Like, one of the things that I like the best about the audio plays that Dexter has is that they're actually engaging good stories. And if you're like me, one of the things that, and well, not even one of the things, one of the problems I have with Hollywood and with mass media in general is they have abandoned the story. And I think you guys have noticed that. Clearly, they've abandoned the story. You don't really get stories anymore. And I think really what it comes from is that as a whole, we've kind of disconnected as a people from talking to other people. And I think we've disconnected from that entirely. I don't know why we've disconnected from it. Well, actually, no, I take that back. I know why we've disconnected from it. The reason we've disconnected from it is because people as a whole are crazy. Like, really, just really stop and think about it for a second. People as a whole are crazy. And I don't feel bad for saying that. I don't think that that makes me necessarily a horrible person. I work for a psychologist, and he's actually has a doctorate in psychology, and he's told me several times before that I think about 40% of the world is what we would consider quote unquote normal, and a large part of us are probably insane, not clinically insane. Like, we're still functioning adults. We're still able to go from our jobs to our houses and get married and have lives. But when you really think about it, the majority of the people are pretty crazy. They're just not clinically crazy. Yeah. And that's why we don't connect to people anymore. That's why we don't really bother talking to people anymore, because the majority of people are indeed crazy.
Hey, old man, do you have the time?
Yes, I do.
Can you give it to me?
Yes, but then what will I do for the time?
What will you do for the time?
That's what I just asked you.
Okay, never mind, old man.
What time do you want to be?
Excuse me?
What time do you want it to be?
What time do I want it to be?
That's right. Sound it out. Use your vowels.
What? Look, I say forget it, old man.
Forget what?
Forget that I asked you for the time.
You asked me for the time?
Yes! Just now!
You did? I must have forgot.
Oh, I get it. Right.
It's 10:15.
Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Spring.
And why would I thank Spring?
Because Spring brought daylight savings times with it. We're saving minutes of daylight for future winter days as we speak.
I don't think that's how daylight savings times work, old man.
Then what are we saving?
We're saving...
Yeah, what? We're saving what?
An hour a day.
Daylight. That's what I said. To be used at a future date of our own choosing.
Okay, whatever you say, old man.
That's not all Spring brought us.
It's not?
No, it's not. It's also brought us all of this god-awful pollen. You know what pollen is, don't you?
Yeah, it's all this yellow dust floating around.
Yeah, that's what they want you to think it is. Just dust. It's not just dust. It's tree jizz. That's right. Right now, you're breathing tree jizz.
What?
See that car over there? Looks like a pine tree porn star. Just sap and pollen spewed all over it.
Look, old man.
Oh, I guess you don't want to hear about that, do you, young fella? You probably like having pollen all over your face. Tastes good to you, doesn't it? I bet it tastes just like freedom.
What'd you say, old man?
Oh, calm down. I'm not condemning your lifestyle or anything like that. You can bathe in all the pollen you want for all I care. Tree pollen or man pollen, if that's what you're into.
Wait, what?
This is my bus. Take it easy, young fellow. Hold on.
The fuck?
Alright, so we are here actually with someone that you just heard. Is Scarfinger Hoodrich. Sir, how are you doing?
I'm doing alright. Just get my act on real quick.
You know what? Actually, you did really good. It was great, man. I think the sketch turned out pretty well. But actually, you know, tell the people what you do, Scarfinger. Like, if you had to tell someone like what Scarfinger Hoodrich was all about, what would you say?
Well, I am podcasting no one. I'm a podcaster. I am also the head of the Geeks Gone Raw Collective, just a group of a group of podcasters and chains are in the mail still. Yeah, just a group of podcasters, and you know, I'm a talkative ass dude, so I just like to turn the mics on and just talk about mostly what's going on with me. Like, you know, sometimes it's about the media that I'm consuming, whether it's movies, games, blah blah blah, or sometimes it's just random stuff. But mostly it's just about my wife and I. Uh-huh. And you know, she has her own section of the Scarcasm Live podcast, and I have my own section, and we just kind of work on what makes us happy. I like talking about specific stuff. She likes just having a conversation, so okay. and it just kind of works out.
Now, I've heard this story before, and I don't know if anyone else has heard this story before, but what makes you start it? Like, I remember you telling me why you started actually podcasting. What kind of motivated you to do that?
Well, originally, I started podcasting because I just didn't think that there was a voice like mine in the, well, basically the nerd community, the gaming community, in more specifically. But, you know, a lot of the podcasters were just like middle-aged white dudes who have no idea what it's like to be, you know, the black gamer, or, you know, they, you know, a lot of them come from a place where they had access to this stuff, you know, computers and games and all of that kind of stuff, and from very early age. Like, I didn't get my first computer to what, 99? Like, really? I yeah, I barely outside of school, like, I barely used a computer until I got my own in 99. So I'm coming from a place where I came, you know, when I was growing up, I was, you know, Section 8 and all of that other stuff. So all of this stuff just wasn't readily available to me. And I think that gave me a perspective on all of this stuff that a lot of the people that I was listening to didn't have. Okay. So, you know, when it was, I got an iPod, and someone introduced me to podcasting, and it was one of those things to where I was like, hey, you know, I want to do this. So I started sending segments to a show, just recording little audio stuff, you know, topical, or just random stuff, to a show. And then I was featured on a much bigger podcast, a pretty decently sized podcast in the gaming community, and a lot of the fans of that show really liked me. And they were just like, hey, if you start your own podcast, I'll listen. So
okay. And that's pretty much how it started, huh?
Yeah.
That's how I started. That's what's up, man. I would ask you too, so if you were trying to give somebody who wants to start a podcast, if you were going to give them like one piece of advice, what's the one thing that you would tell them?
Well, podcasting is very easy. But yes, it is very
easy. Is podcasting easy for you?
It's easy
for me.
It's easy for me, but I'll say this. These days, like, everybody has a podcast because of the ease, because how easy it is. One, you have to, I would say, if I had to get any advice at all, control your conversation.
Really?
Get control of your conversation. If you are as talkative as me and you end up with a 3-hour show, that's fine. But if I listen to your 3-hour show and most of it is you're trying to find your conversation, or if a conversation, if you Don DC Curry a conversation,
yeah.
If you know what I mean? for those of you who don't know, Don DC Curry is a comedian, and he tells one good joke. And then he proceeds to drive that joke in the ground. Like, it was funny. It was already funny. Okay, I laughed. Let's move to the next joke. Uh-uh. He don't want to do that. He won't stay there. And he drives it into the ground. That's what a lot of... I noticed that that's happening in a lot of these new podcasts. It's something that comes with time. But I think you should have that in mind from the very beginning of how, you know, you got to know when to move on.
I think with new podcasts too, a lot of times, a lot of the people who are getting into it don't understand the value of what writing can do for you. Like, actually writing down your topics, having an outline, and sticking to it. Like, some of the best podcasts are the ones that, you know, blend that line of conversation with a bunch of people and actually sticking to topics and carrying to those topics and really keeping the show moving. Like, it's difficult to do. It takes to have someone be a host. It takes a lot for them to be able to manage that. But if you can find someone, or if you can find that happy medium between just a really casual conversation, haha, shout out, or and between like someone just talking about like point, I think it makes a difference.
And when you are the host, you have to know when to tell people to shut up. I don't know if this is this a clean show?
No, you can say what you want to.
Okay, yeah. As a host, you have to know when to tell people to shut the fuck up. And sometimes you have to basically say it like that. Not necessarily those words, but you have to know how to cut people off and be like, all right, I think I got what I need from you. I need you to be quiet right now.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, so what I want to do is something that I just think, for some reason, like, I watched the Actor Studio, yeah, and I like that he has, like, his own questionnaire, and I wanted my own questionnaire, and I didn't want to use his. So I have 10 questions for you. These are actually pulled from the most interesting Trivial Pursuit questions of all time. It was a website that I found. So here are the 10 questions. First question, and bonus points for getting it right. You get more respect, I guess. Which should be difficult because I respect you a lot now. So let me throw that out there. But question number one. Yeah,
that's good because I'm probably going to fail this.
Nah,
because I like this. The Trivial Pursuit or Xbox because you get multiple choice.
I think you got this. Like, okay. Most of this should be like some of them are kind of obvious. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Right, so the first one. What did 100,000 self-conscious American women buy 200,000 of in 1980?
Self-conscious women.
Mm-hmm.
There's
100,000 and they bought 200,000 of something. Ah, there's clues all over this. What did self-conscious women buy in America?
Push-up bras.
Close. you get like partial credit for that. The answer was breast implants. So, close. Partial credit, you know.
Uh-huh.
Much like the push-up bar. So
see, I was thinking breast enhancement. I wasn't.
You were on the right track.
I'm gonna give me points for that.
Yeah, like I think that's close enough. Second one. This is yes or no. Do porcupines masturbate?
Yes, very carefully.
Actually, I was gonna say that too, but thank you for taking my joke. All right, so here's the third question. What did the first Spanish dog to be fitted with contact lenses not see the day after the fitting? Oh.
Huh?
Okay, no, the O for that was I just looked at the answer. So there was a Spanish dog fitted with contact lenses. What did it not see the day after the fitting?
Fitted with contact lenses, what did it not see the day after?
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. It killed
them. Huh?
It killed them.
It killed them?
Yeah.
So he didn't see the next day?
No, he did see the next day, just not for very long.
So, hold on. So, no, wait. So, you put contact lenses on the dog?
Yes, they did.
And it killed the dog?
Yes, it did. I'll give you the answer. This is why I laugh. It's the car that killed him. The first Spanish dog to be fitted with contact lenses did not see the car that killed him the day after they were fitted on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Got hit by a car.
Uh-huh.
Question four.
That was a little weird of a question.
That's why it's the greatest Trivial Pursuit questions of all time.
Okay.
Question four. Who was the official hair consultant in the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics? I don't think you're going to get this one. I gotta be honest with you on this one. I would just name
Vidal Sassoon.
Oh my God, you got that. Did you Google that?
Mm-mm. I thought about who would I know from hairstylist, and then I was thinking of like commercials and stuff like that. And you know, I remember seeing all of that stuff.
Well, there you go. You know, Vidal Sassoon. You get much props for that. Okay, so who once warned, never eat more than you can lift? And the hint is that it is actually a Muppet.
Huh?
It's a Muppet who warned, never eat more than you can lift.
Cookie Monster.
Muppet? He's not a Muppet. It's a Sesame Street character. Are Sesame Street characters Muppets? Is it? Clarify. I guess like Jim Henson Muppets. Maybe. Eh. It wasn't Cookie Monster. It was Miss Piggy. What African animal's name is made up of the letters N, G, and U?
N, G, and U.
Yeah. Pretty close one. I think you can get this one.
Gun?
Yes, guns come from Africa, and they are raised there. Actually, it's a GNU, or new. GNU, a GNU.
Yeah.
Okay, you got this.
I'll tell you, on Trivia Pursuit, that is my worst. Like, if we ever play Trivia Pursuit and I get to the end and you have to choose the category for me, always choose that yellow, son.
Okay, well, this one you got. I know you got this one. What salad dressing does the special sauce in a Big Mac most closely resemble?
Thousand Island.
Yeah, we all know that. It's Thousand Island sauce. All right, so.
I'm a fat dude.
I think everyone knows it's Thousand Island sauce. I don't think you have to be fat to know that. Like, I think we all know that now. No one is, like, intrigued by the special sauce of the Big Mac anymore.
Right. Not at all.
Yeah. All right, so. Here we go. What was the surname of the American Civil War general who lent his name to prostitutes? I think you got this one too. So this was an American Civil War general who lent his name to prostitutes, i.e. we call prostitutes by a slang term using his name.
Huh? A slang term for prostitutes other than whores?
Oh, there's one more.
Slut? I'm trying to sound this one out.
Rush Limbaugh.
Come on, no, because the person that goes to the prostitute is the Johns, so we can't use that.
Oh, but it's the HBO special, Blank and Johns.
Tricks?
Hookers and Johns.
Hooker? That says somebody's name?
Hooker was someone's name. Actually, he gave his name to prostitutes. And then it was a donation that, you know, he got tax write-offs for. So how many rings make up an arm on the Michelin Man? You can take a wild guess at that.
I'm thinking three or four. I'm gonna go four. Yeah.
Four. You're correct. It's four rings of our tires or whatever he's made out of on the Michelin Man. And final question. What is Canada's most prevalent goose?
Prevalent goose?
Most prevalent goose.
Canadian geese?
That's correct. There you go. Scarfinger killed it. I think you did pretty well. I was surprised that you got the Vidal Sassoon, so that was impressive. Hey, tell people how they can find you on Twitter and on the internet.
You can find me on Twitter. I am Scarfinger on Twitter, and not very often, but sometimes I do send something from the Scarcasm Live or maybe the Geeks Gone Raw on Twitter. You can also find me at geeksgoneraw.com.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for coming through. I appreciate everything you did for the show, and I hope to have you back, man.
No problem. I can't wait to be back. I want some more questions.
We'll have better questions next time.
Okay.
And I'll get, like, we'll make it multiple choice.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
All right. Hey, everybody, stick around. We'll be right back.
This was the scene Friday at the Davis campus of the University of California, east of San Francisco. University police ordering demonstrators to dismantle tents they had pitched in the center of the campus. After a written warning, most of the protesters decided not to budge. Police in riot gear then deployed to clear the tents. One officer used pepper spray on a group of protesters who had tried to block the police.
Shortly after taking the stage, Obama was mic-checked by Occupy Wall Street protesters criticizing the ongoing crackdown on demonstrators across the country.
Yeah, to the forces of darkness, I bring you the torches of our shit. Reinforced with the hardness of Wolverine's arms, with the harshness and overall sharpness. Now how far do the arms get? My nigga, from the stars to the starfish. From the baby to the bomb, it's a whole lot of light and a whole lot of arm length. My arm's long, but I'm lawless. A strong arm, I can lift up ballless. You gon' have to build a bigger bomb fist to keep them wolves out of Old MacDonald Barn, bitch. Yeah, Team Jacob, we're long gone, put my hands on the lair. Every time I put my hands in the air, watch the throne as I dance in the chair. Throw my crown in the crowd, hope it lands on the air. But weak niggas like to pass in the fair. Spit a lot of meh over jams of the year. They act like they the man up in here. Don't count when your only real fan is a mirror. That's subliminal to any nigga that he feels too. But you don't stand a chance, player. I am there, Chi-Town, fan of the Bears. Love where they dance in the square, Yankee too, but only cause Grandis in there. And now West, khaki pants on the brea. We all friends while your man looking scared. Turning whiter than endless in here. Came out the garage like you saw a fan in there, huh? Shit alert, Louis clothes, calling women bitches, Louboutins and Gucci shows. Well, I guess that goes my Louis shows. More old shit if your role model's a movie role. And if you live your life like it's a studio, talking to us like we mics, a bunch of you ain't do before. Electric fences for a urinal. Also keep a toaster in my jacuzzi, yo. Shaka Zulu, call me Wasalutu. Oh shit, let these record labels prostitute you. Strap them to sushi bars and feed them lots of fugu. Catch a bad piece, you can stick that 360 between your ass cheeks. Artists, let's mobilize and unionize like the athletes. Radio is making our craft weak. Forced to repeat the same dumb shit that worked, only as hot as your last beat. And rappers, they relating to that last piece. Album never leave they desk if you ain't got no BDS. Sacrifice your publishing, they said you really need a hook. And they ain't gon' pay you, said that you received a look. And what's stupid real is what producers feel. 20 placements or you stuck in that producer deal. And R&B chicks so get it the wireless. All their money goes to hairdressers and stylists. Gotta keep up with that image. Label lose their mind if they ever see a blemish. Proactive in peels, airbrushes and trainers. Managers suggest you fuck a nigga to be famous, huh? But it's all entertainment. Wonder when Cobain blew out his brains. Did he blame it? And if those snakes in the industry help him aim it. Started pressing up records for the bullet left the chamber. I fight evil, every day I'm living. Rest in peace to men, women, and the children. And middle fingers to the pilgrims that had killed them. Yeah. Friend of the people, happy Thanksgiving.
Back. First of all, let me say a special thank you to Scarfinger. I really appreciate you helping me out with the sketch and, of course, doing the interview and being such a good sport about the Trivial Pursuit questions, which were geared to help you fail. But, you know, as well as things, I really appreciate him doing that. And if you haven't checked out Scarcasm Live, you really should. It's a great show. Him and his wife do just amazing, amazing stuff over there. And of course, I'm not just saying that because I'm part of Geese Gun Raw. I'm saying that because it really is amazing. And it's always cool to me to see, the dynamic between, Scarfinger and his wife, because, what'll happen is that, they actually argue on the show. They actually disagree. But at the end of the day, you can tell they still actually really love each other and they still come together. And that's kind of unique for me because I don't think I've ever been in a relationship like that. Most of the relationships I've been in, and I'm not ashamed to say this, most of the girls that I've been with have been, for lack of a better term, I guess they've been a little crazy. They've been a little, maybe derelict is a better term. More like they start arguments for the sake of starting arguments, because to them, unless they're arguing, the relationship isn't, and I quote, real. And I hate that. I remember this one girlfriend I had, actually. We got into this argument over the fact that I wasn't sentimental enough, which I didn't understand at the time, and I still don't understand now. It was one of those things where it was like, you're not emotional enough, you're not sentimental enough. I didn't have a picture of her as the wallpaper on my phone, and so we got into a fight or an argument about that. Or Actually, one time I remember she, and this was just ridiculous, she was upset because whenever I gave her gifts, I always just kind of bought something and I didn't like actually do something from scratch. And I think that was more my fault though, because I kind of set myself up to do that. I set myself up because the first time I bought her a gift, I actually built the gift from scratch. I went and like bought, I'm not proud of this. I went and bought like a baby plant, raised it like several months in advance, raised this baby plant. And then I actually got like a bunch of decorative stuff like pots and marble, and then repotted the plant in this huge decorative pot and then gave it to her. And only thing I didn't do in this case, I think, is like say something corny like this plant has grown just like my love for you, or anything stupid like that. But I really did set myself up for that. But it was just one of those things where what I've noticed, at least, is that there's just a lot of arguments, and a lot of times they're pointless arguments. And it's not even about arguments. Sometimes we just expect as a couple that we're going to be in a different place, or not even be in a different place. We expect that we as a couple should be in a certain place, and we may not be there. And sometimes it happens because we start like comparing ourselves to other couples. We start comparing ourselves to like what's going on in the movies. The truth of the matter is that no matter what you do, as a couple, you're going to be where you're supposed to be as a couple. So instead of comparing yourself, just, you know, kind of take the opportunity to be happy with where you are. I love this restaurant. It's so good.
I know, right? Every time we come here, it's a good time.
True. Actually, this is where we came on our first date, right?
Oh, you remembered.
Of course I did. I remember it because I made that one joke. You remember the one, right?
The R. Kelly one, right?
Right. I was like, my mind's telling me burrito, but my body's telling me taco.
Yeah, still not that funny.
Okay, but you laugh though.
Yeah, but not the joke at you.
It still counts.
Whatever you want to believe.
Anyway, okay, today at work, some of the guys were talking, right?
Yeah.
And they started talking about their girlfriends and how they all had, like, songs.
Songs?
You know, songs. Like, Dan and Mia, you remember them, right?
Oh, she's the one with the big...
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, I remember them.
Okay, well, their song is Diary by Alicia Keys.
Diary? The one that talks about secrets?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, the only secret they're keeping is that Dan isn't into women.
What?
Yes, oh my god, how have you not noticed that?
Noticed what?
That Dan's a little, you know.
No. Really?
Yes, really.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, we don't have a song.
Are we supposed to?
Yes, that's what couples do, right?
Other couples, maybe.
I don't know, it just seems weird that we don't have one, you know? I mean, like, we've been together for a while now.
7 months isn't that long.
Dan and Mia had a song at 3 weeks.
Okay, that doesn't strike you as a little...
A little what?
You know.
What?
Well, never mind. But that's just Dan and Mia.
Okay, but Mike and Deidre, first night they met.
Do I know them?
Yeah, they were at the couple picnic you came to.
Okay, but so was everyone else you worked with.
True, but everyone else didn't sit at the same table with us.
Oh, that was Mike and Deidre.
Yeah.
But isn't Mike a musician?
No, Mike's an accountant.
He's got a band, right?
Well, yeah.
So of course they have a song. Besides, they also have herpes.
Wait, how do you even know that?
Deidre talks a lot about everything. Apparently Mike also has a
la,
song.
La 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 la. I don't want to know that. I have to see him like every day. You know, I'm going to assume that you're going to say he has like a small pinky toe.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Anyway, why don't we have a song?
I don't know. How do couples get songs?
I don't know. Don't they just pick one?
No, I think it's supposed to be significant. Like, it should have been playing the first night we danced together, or on the radio on the night of the first date.
Okay, perfect. What was the first song we danced to?
I kind of remember. It was that Zapp and Rogers song. I Want to Be Your Man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That could be our song.
No.
Why not?
Because it's a stalker song.
What?
Have you ever actually listened to it?
No, well, I remember how it starts. It's like, you know, like, hey lady, let me tell you why I can't live my life without you. That's good, right?
It does start off good. But the very next line is, every time I see you walking by, I get a thrill, but you don't notice me. It's about a guy who wants to be the girl's man, but she doesn't pay him any attention.
Okay, but you didn't pay me any attention before I asked you out.
Okay, but were you sitting around thinking about marrying me?
Valid point. Okay, any songs on the radio the night of the first day?
No, but we met each other here, remember?
Yeah, that's right. And all they play here is the same Mexican CD with like three songs on it.
It's got more than three songs.
Oh, yeah, I know, but they all sound like three songs to me. Okay, what about music when we first kissed? Was there anything playing then?
Nope.
So, you don't have a song?
Looks that way.
Okay, well, can we make one up?
If you want one that badly.
I really do want one that badly. Okay, how about this? I'm going to throw some ideas out. I'm just going to softball them across the plate. Just tell me what you think, okay?
All right.
What about Here and Now?
Try it.
Let's get it on.
Sure, if all we did was have sex.
I'm not against that idea.
Next song.
Okay, fine. What about You Put a Move on My Heart?
You're such a girl.
All right. How about Nothing Even Matters?
Seriously? Was that supposed to be less girly than the last one?
Okay, you know what? Why don't you come up with one?
Why? I don't want a song.
Yeah, I know. It's just that last one really hurt when you shot me down. I just want to shoot down one of your ideas.
Fine. I don't know. Boombastic by Shaggy.
Wait, that's so
perfect.
Mr. Bombastic, you want this bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover, Shaggy. She call me Mr. Bombastic, friendly fantastic. Puts me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic, puts me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Smooth, just like a silk. Soft and cuddly, hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover, no take me thin or filled. With my sexual physique, you know me well, Bill. Do me, oh my, well, can't you tell? I'm just like a turtle crawling out of my shell. Girl, you captivate my body, put me under a spell. With your couscous perfume, I love your sweet smell. You're the young girl who can ring my bell. And I can take rejection, so you tell me go to hell. I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic, call me fantastic. She touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Boom. Tell me fantastic, touch me on my back, she call me Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic, she touch me on my back, she says I'm Mr. Boom. Geez, baby, please, let me take you to an island of the sweet cool breeze. You don't feel like dry, well baby, hand me the keys. And I will take you to a place and set your mind at ease. Don't you tickle my foot bottom, baby, please. Don't you play with my nose, cause I'm a hatching sneeze. Well, you are the bun and me are the cheese. And if I'm me at the rice, well baby, love you the peas. I'm bombastic, send me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Send me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Boom. Bombastic, send me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Send me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Boom. I say give you loving, girl you loving well, good. I want you loving, girl beat it like you should. I give you loving, girl you loving well, good. I want you loving, girl you remember the would you like to kiss and caress? Rub down every strand of your pandy chest. I'm bombastic, rated as the best you should get. Nothing more, nothing less. Give me your digits, chat on your address. I bet you confess when you put me to the test that I'm bombastic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on the box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on the box, she says I'm Mr. Boom. Fantastic, touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Boombastic. Girl,
all your admiration. It a lick me from the start. With such physical attraction, girl, you know to feel the spark. I'm on a few words, now go tell you no sweet talk. Now go la ba la ba la ba la na chat pure fart. I'll get straight to the point, like a aura aura dart. Come lay down on a jacuzzi and get some bubble bath. Only sound you will hear is the beating of my heart. And we will and that's some sweet pillow talk. And bombastic, then the fantastic. Nothing on the boxes is a Mr. Rowe. Call me fantastic. Touch me on me box. She says I'm Mr. Rowe.
Hi, I'm Jaden Jones, and this is
Misha Jones,
and we are Sketchy Negro News. This week, a jury found Darun Ravi, a former University of Rutgers student who used his webcam to spy on his roommate kissing another man, guilty of all 15 counts levied against him, including invasion of privacy and bias intimidation, which is a hate crime. The incident resulted in Ravi's wronged roommate committing suicide. According to some estimates, Ravi faces up to 10 years in prison, where, ironically enough, more than his own personal privacy will be invaded.
Jason Russell, the filmmaker behind the Kony 2012 viral video, was detained by police and taken to a mental health facility after he was found wandering in traffic in his underwear. Onlookers reported that Russell was also touching himself. When asked about his behavior, Russell said, "I did it for the children. The beautiful, untouched African children."
Storm shelters built and sold by two companies based in Alabama were found to have an array of problems, according to a retired Vanderbilt engineering professor. Dr. Donald Kinzer testified in court that he inspected 17 storm shelters built and sold by the companies and found they had insufficient anchoring, too small concrete foundations, locks that didn't work, and inadequate ventilation. In that shelter, Kinzer said, it would be like trying to breathe through a straw. An official statement for the company identified the models that Kinzer had inspected as for colored folk only.
George Clooney and his father Nick were arrested in Washington, D.C. outside of the Sudanese embassy after a protest to demand that Sudan allow humanitarian aid into the country before it becomes the largest humanitarian crisis in the world. The police were notified of Clooney's involvement after one of the Sudanese ambassadors identified a protester as the Nipply Batman.
The U.S. has declared that it will no longer honor its new arrangement with North Korea to exchange food aid for nuclear concessions if North Korea follows through on its plans to launch a satellite into space next month. The satellite is intended to commemorate North Korea's founder, Kim Il-sung. Meanwhile, South Korea wonders where that outspokenness was when North Korea bombed its shores almost a year ago.
Gary Herbert, governor of Utah, vetoed a controversial bill banning public schools from teaching contraception as a way of preventing pregnancy. Supporters of the bill expressed disappointment at the governor's veto, wondering how the governor, who says he's a conservative, could do something like this. They went on to say that polygamy isn't as high on the conservative chart of wrongdoing as condoms and safe sex.
A growing number of conservatives are urging Newt Gingrich to drop out of the Republican presidential race after he failed to win the southern states that were supposed to be his strength. Even if Gingrich does drop out of the race, Santorum won't receive a major boost, and Mitt Romney is looking to be the strong front runner. Gingrich has refused to drop out of the race, saying, "The only thing I've ever given up on is being faithful to my wife."
President Obama appeared at a fundraising dinner thrown by Tyler Perry, where reportedly each plate cost $30,000. For their money, attendees received the pleasure of knowing that they were supporting President Obama, a chance to eat with the president, and an advance showing of Tyler Perry's as-of-yet unreleased film, Madea's Get Rich Quick Scheme.
The Rosie Show, which was Rosie O'Donnell's Oprah Winfrey-produced talk show, was canceled Friday. According to sources within the Oprah network, the talk show fell due in part to Oprah's inability to time travel back to the past and make us all forget we don't like Rosie O'Donnell.
A recent study shows that there is indeed a link between menopause and memory deficit. The study showed that women going through menopause tended to lose their working memory, which deals with the ability to take in new information and manipulate it mentally, which helps explain so much about Bill and Hillary Clinton's relationship.
According to a report released by Forbes this week, technology companies such as Google, Amazon, and Facebook control the future of news. No word yet as to which of these massive online companies is actually Skynet. A study conducted by the Center for Public Integrity, Public Radio International, and Global Integrity found that state government is the least transparent and accountable form of government, making it a high risk for corruption. Surprisingly, the state doing the best in terms of transparency and accountability is New Jersey. That's right, New Jersey, the only state too stupid to hide its corruption. That has been the Sketchy Negro News. I'd like to say thank you to Nisha Jones.
You're welcome.
And we will see you next week. Okay, that is all the show that we have for you this week. I want to take a couple seconds to thank all of my guests. I want to thank Shadow Dog Pride. I want to thank, Shadow Dog Pride, which is Dexter Gold. I want to thank Rashani and Nisha Jones from Single Simulcast. I want to thank Cinnamon Underscore Sticks, Miss Sticks, if you're nasty. I also want to thank Scarf Finger from Scarcasm Live. Thank you all for helping me do this show. I want to thank you for listening to the show. I want to thank my mom. I want to thank HP for making a laptop. I want to thank Celtics for making, the stuff I use to write my scripts. Thank you to everybody. And we will see you hopefully next week. So you know, this is actually the pilot run of this episode. So it was just me trying to see like what it was going to be like. But what I hope to do is try to put out one every week. And also, there will be seasons. So this will be the start of the first season. Anyway, enough about that. Everybody just have a great, great, great week. And we will see you back here soon.